Welcome back, everybody, to Rantpocalypse Talks Fear, The Walking Dead. I'm Justin.
Hey, I'm Kelly, and we are a mother and son and Rick team. Yeah, thanks for the loan of the hat, baby. I like it.
Creepy factor. Just ratcheted
creepy.
Up.
Because what's creepy about him loaning me his hat? Actually, this is
thanks
from
for loaning
Shane.
Me your hat there, baby.
This is from Shane. This is Shane's hat, so just...
Yes. Well, whatever. I mean, it's a cool hat. It's cool, I mean, hat. They worked for the same, you know, share.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure they probably swapped hats.
Yeah, exactly. They swapped chicks. Ba-ding!
Yeah. That's so bad.
It's really bad. I may have to cut that out. I'm sorry, people. We are here to discuss Fear the Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 12, entitled Pillars of Salt. And in this episode, at the Colonia, Alejandro reveals his darker side. A hotel resident becomes violent, and Madison springs into action. And boy, did she ever spring into something in this week's episode. So I say let's just dive right into it.
Okay.
Let's get into our top moments from this week's episode, starting with number three, and that's Hammer Time. Hammer Time.
Yeah. There you go. You just need the parachute pants, but it actually wasn't bad.
Yeah, I tried to pull my pants out a little bit, but you know these are some tight pants, people.
That wouldn't work.
A little bit too tight. Yeah, MC Hammer would have not worn these back in the 90s. But yeah, it was really cool getting to see Ophelia make a return in this episode. Really enjoyed it. I like the fact that, you know, she was actually being badass in this episode. We've seen her so passive in episodes past.
Everybody has protected her in the past.
And
this time she's like, screw it. Got the hammer. And she's got a big jacked up hammer, too.
Yeah, she does.
It was like she knew that there was going to be something in there. You know, I mean, like she'd scouted it out in advance.
Because, I mean, it's like she just immediately goes right in its head. So, but it was an epic kill. You know, of course, for me, I'm a huge Tyrese fan from the comic books. He's one of my favorite characters from the comic book.
Comic book, not the TV show.
Yeah, not the TV show. So I thought it was a nice homage to Tyrese with his hammer. And not only the hammer stuff, which was really cool. I mean, it was nice, like, shot. It kind of felt very Walking Dead-esque, like main show Walking Dead, with the walker effect of getting, you know, hammered. I don't recall, it doesn't seem like we've had a whole lot of really, really good walker kills on Fear the Walking Dead, at least not a lot of memorable ones.
We don't have to, because all we do is smear blood on ourselves and we walk through them. We don't have to kill them. We got to have a little more of that in this episode as well.
Before we move on from Ophelia, it wasn't just the hammer time. I really liked the usage of her backstory.
Yeah.
I thought that was very nice to see. We meet Will. We meet the guy that her and Strand were having a conversation about, the one that got away. What I liked about it the most is just that we got to know Ophelia a little bit more, because we really have not known her whatsoever. The most I feel like that she's ever gotten on the show is whenever she was kind of in that little love triangle with Sean Hattisey's character in season one. So it was really nice getting to see that, but I've got to ask you a question.
Okay.
Was it too little, too late?
So do you mean for me to actually fall back in love with Ophelia's character, or to give a crap about her character? Is that what you're saying?
No, I guess yes and no for both of those, or yes and yes for both of those.
Yes.
Basically, what I'm asking is, you know, what is very odd to me is that we are 12 episodes into the second season, and we are just now learning about some of these characters. I almost feel like, you know, I don't want to harp. I don't want to just, like, completely pile on to everybody else's piling on of Fear the Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
But why did we not get this in the front half? Like, why were we not shown a little bit more? Because we only had 6 episodes last season, so it's understandable that we wouldn't have got a lot of, you know,
we have
figuring out
2 more episodes, and that's it this season. 2 more episodes. That's according to the AMC dude.
3.
So at the end of the episode, when they show the previews for next week, the AMC guys, like, only 2 more episodes this season. There is 3. There's 3 more episodes.
Yeah, that's weird. I wonder why they would say there's only 2. I guess they can't count just like us.
I know. Their math skills are just as great as ours.
Yeah.
So I was happy to see some of her backstory. I have a hard time with the whole her parents are weak, so she has to stick around. I mean, she had two of the most badass parents ever. When she walks in and says, "Oh, mommy, let me sweep for you." Her mommy is perfectly healthy.
Yeah, but I get it. I kind of understand it because...
You don't do shit for me.
No. I don't... I hang out with you.
Okay.
Yeah. I have one other family member that would kill for that Tom Punk. So
well, he's not as cool. So
yeah, that's true. He's slightly less cool than you.
Yeah. Does he have a Walking Dead cardboard cutout in his room? No.
If he had one of Maggie's, then I think he'd be cool. Then I'd be like, "Hey, Dad, you're the best.
You win. You win, Dad.
You win, Dad." I think the thing with their parents is the fact that they have hidden so much of this from her. The mom, she lets it out in this episode that they had a very rough life. She said, you know, we struggled together and we survived together, something along those lines.
And she pours on like the Jewish mother guilt.
We did
everything for you. The whole reason we came here was for you. We left everything behind for you. And Ophelia's like hiding her ring, you know.
I could hear it right there. Howard!
Yeah,
I just think of like Howard Stern as he like always talks about his mom and everything. So, yeah, she definitely hid that ring really quickly. While we're still talking about Ophelia, is she going to find Daniel or is she going to New Mexico?
She's going to back to the USA to find Will.
You think that's it?
Yeah, because I saw that somewhere.
Oh. You're always cheating.
I'm sorry. You know, it's like, I think they even talked about it on The Talking Dead. I'm so sorry.
Okay,
you
that know, is my number one issue. Talking Dead, you are not an extension of the damn show. You cannot tell me plot points and you can't explain story.
They explain a lot of stuff that I didn't know was going on until they tell me on The Talking Dead. I'm like, oh, okay, now I get the bullshit you just threw at me.
No,
so,
that's terrible storytelling.
That's not me. I'm just passing.
If you want to have a 2-hour show and then, you know, get to explain all your minor details that you don't do a good job of explaining on the show, then that's okay.
But I thought you said you weren't going to pile on.
Well, that's not just for fear. That's for The Walking Dead as well.
They don't do that in The Walking Dead.
They've done it before.
Not like they do every freaking week. I'm sorry, for the Fear the Walking Dead, they do it every dadgum week.
Yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. They do it every freaking week, and it's so annoying.
All right, so our number two moment, I kind of argued about this being, I thought this was almost the number one. Because
you're probably right.
It's the bonehead of the week, for sure. Madison just did... just some stupid, stupid crap in this episode, especially after she gave her whole little speech about anybody that hurts us, turn a hand against us, we kick them out.
Yeah.
And here she does. She turns on the light, all the lights in the hotel. It's this beacon for people for miles and miles around to come steal their shit. Now, she thinks she's doing it so that she can attract Nick, which is just the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Who she does attract is Travis.
Yes, which is very cool.
Yeah, that's interesting. But where's Chris?
I don't know.
Did he kill him?
I think he did. I will completely agree with you. I mean, I wrote my notes twice. Like, Madison is about to be S-T-U-P-I-D, and then she's going to be D-U-M-B.
I'm sorry, let me write the...
S-T-U-P-I-D?
Okay. Oh, so stupid and dumb. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, exactly. Good job.
Thank you.
But... yes, those were very idiotic moments, and I can't believe that she did that. It was just so stupid. She had her Rick Grimes moment with you kill, you get kicked out, and all of that was dumb. But I will agree with the storyline, the fact that it did lead to a nice little moment at the end, very convenient moment at the very end for Travis to be the one that sees that.
Right.
But it does, you know, like open up all these possibilities of where the hell is Chris, and it leaves you on that like cliffhanger moment. And his face looked, like, rough.
I enjoyed thoroughly. This is one of the, I don't want to say this, but I am going to anyway. This is one of the few times I was like, oh, my God, I can't wait till next week.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that it was very convenient for that to happen, but it was also very effective
Right.
for us to be like, ooh, shit, what happens? Where's Chris at? What's, you know,
Yeah.
let's get to next week. So I will give them props for that because I'm the same as you. I want to see what happens with Chris and Travis like right now.
Especially when the AMC guy said only two more episodes. Then I really said, oh my God, I really have got to see this.
Yeah.
So our dumbass of the week goes to the AMC announcer.
Yeah. Yeah,
that you can't do no math.
Exactly. That AMC announcer was a bonehead as well. Our number one moment this week is Jessica's mom gets a little bit stabby and stabs poor Strand in this episode. He, I thought, was kind of like an innocent bystander because my initial thought, right as I was watching it, I thought she messed up. Like, I thought she was going to be like, oh shit, I didn't mean to stab you. I thought she was like hoping Elena was going to open the door
and she
was trying to stab her, which to me would
almost
ultimately
fit.
Make
right.
more sense, I
right.
think.
It makes a lot more sense in, if you think about the fact that her daughter wouldn't have probably gotten bit if Elena would have made a move in the right period of time. But yeah, no, let's do it to Strand, who just put the poor girl out of her misery.
Exactly. Yeah, she was a goner.
We knew it was coming because everything was so great.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's smiling and happy, and they have ice.
Yeah.
Come on, ice in the zombie apocalypse.
Learning how to surf. They got power. They got a garden that they're, you know, starting
okay.
to build.
Which is all great, but the surfing thing was so stupid. We just threw walkers off a pier last week. So the surfing thing I thought was just dumb.
I know.
But that was a bummer about Strand.
I get why they did it with Strand because it creates more tension on the show. I mean, if Elena got stabbed, I really wouldn't give two shits.
You'd be like, I'm sorry, okay.
Yeah,
boo.
You probably deserve it. You lock those people in that room, even though, you know, she's helping out now and everything, and you know, she's playing nice with everybody. But it was pretty tough to see Strand get stabbed because I like that character.
Yeah.
Do you think he is going to die?
No.
No.
No, I still think he and Madison are going to make sweet, sweet love and make some great babies together.
They're going to go to the bone zone
I mean,
together.
Did you hear the first thing that happens? He gets stabbed and he's like, Madison!
Madison! I love you. I love you.
I will say that I cannot wait till we do our podcast for this episode because there's so many things that were interesting in this episode for me, that all these worlds that collide, all these storylines that collide, that, I mean, I could talk about this for about an hour and a half.
Oh, wow. All right. Well,
so
make sure you go check out our podcast. It is called The Ranting Dead. You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or at rantpocalypse.com. And it's in the description down below for where you
can find it. What are you pointing at, dude?
It's down below.
I mean, come on. You're just weird.
You're just weird. All right. So we've talked about our top moments from this week's episode. What is your score out of bacons?
I'm going to give this a 4.25 bacons. I like this episode. I'm sorry if I happen to be a fan of the zombie apocalypse. Screw you, hater. What is it that you didn't? Apparently, you're not a 4.25 episode bacon episode giver.
Yeah, apparently I am not a 4.25 bacon episode giver because you get Walker blood. You get Walker blood. You get Walker blood. You get a Walker blood.
All right.
You get a Walker blood.
But it still didn't turn out well for them. It didn't turn out well.
Yeah, I know, but that is so damn annoying. It's
it is
just
annoying.
Like, come on, come on.
You give, but that's a one bacon deduction.
One bacon deduction for that. Second bacon deduction is for the fact that the group coming back together a little bit too quickly and too conveniently, in my opinion. I'm fine with them coming back together. Obviously, we knew it was going to happen eventually. Like, they couldn't just be splintered and fractured all over the place.
Yes, because that annoys me.
For far too long. It doesn't annoy me because I like the fact that they've got these other storylines going on. The problem is the reason why I say too quickly is because even though we've got three episodes left, so my too quickly is a little bit premature because it may not happen until, like, the finale that they actually come back together and we may get to see some of the ending portions of, like, the Luciana, Alejandro, and Nick storyline, because, you know, we didn't even get into that, but we'll probably get into that in the podcast, and we'll get to see the resolution with Travis and Chris, and then, you know, see more of Strand and whatever. But I feel like that they could have done a little bit more with some of these episodes and made them a little bit tighter to where we got to see more of Travis and Chris. One to two little skirmishes, and that's all we're going to get, and then it's like the big resolution of the conflict. That kind of stinks to me. So that's why. That's why I took two Bacons off, but I really like seeing the Ophelia stuff, like we said. Strand, I like the tension that it created with him getting stabbed.
You didn't answer.
What's that? Oh, I think he's going to live too.
Okay.
I think he's going to live.
Are they going to make sweet, sweet love?
They are.
Okay.
Yeah, they definitely. I mean, you see him at the Emmys. Good Lord. I mean, they are all over you.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
And then my last one that I really liked, which we didn't get into, is Alicia calling her mom out. Like, it's about damn time. She just said, psh, get out of my face, Madison. Why don't you want to act right? I'm here. I'm in the now.
Nick, I didn't leave
our
you.
Ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really like that, because it's about time somebody smacked a little sense into Madison. You know, even though I'm cool with Nick leaving them. Like, that's totally fine. I think
that's his deal. He's a grown-ass man.
Yeah, exactly. He's a grown-ass man. And I think that's completely within his character to leave his family. That's something that I believe he's been doing since he was probably a little kid. So, yeah, I'm fine with that, but I like
that at least. Okay, I just have to ask you one other question.
Yes.
Have they kept his hair kind of greasy, disgusting, just so they can describe him as the gringo with the nappy hair? Is that the whole reason that they've left it like that?
I don't know, but I'm just like, whenever that should have actually been like a half bacon taken off, for the fact that the one white guy with ratty hair is automatically Nick.
Nick.
Like,
mm-hmm. Well, okay, now they did say something about drugs.
Yeah, okay.
Gringo with ratty hair and drugs says Nick to
Johnny
me.
Johnny Depp. Which I guess that is like his doppelganger as well.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
We want to know your thoughts. What did you think about Fear the Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 12, Pillar of Salt? Leave all your thoughts in the comment box down below. And make sure you leave those comments, because we will use them for our podcast for the full listener feedback and discussion of this episode. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Hit the like button if you like our videos, because we greatly appreciate it, and it helps, you know, helps move us up amongst
makes
all
us,
the other Walking Dead channels.
It makes
out
us
there.
Feel good too.
It
so
does.
I mean, there's always that.
At the end of the day, that's really all it does, is make us feel good. So thanks so much for joining us. We hope you have a fantastic day.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. I share with you my story. Would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming and I reap what I done sowed. Hey, hey. Well, let me tell you something.